I just said that.
I know you just said that.
Okay, I'm not sure where you're going with this.
Well, I'm not sure where you're going with this.
That's what I just said.
That's what I'm saying to you.
All right.
All right, it's time for another episode of Touche. Chris Roebling and Dave Lundy are here, and they're on a perfect night for it, as of course the Democrat and Republicans spar with each other every Monday night. Tonight, a big story coming out of the Trump White House, as the lawyer, personal lawyer for the president, today, his offices were raided by the FBI, his office, his home, his hotel room that he was staying in, a very significant issue and story and moment in American politics. Dave Lundy.
You know, I just want to know who's happier today, Scott Pruitt, Mark Zuckerberg. It sure is not going to be Assad, because a little wag the dog action is going to follow. A lot more Syrians are going to die. Look, this is a big deal. And it's not, as the president ranted and raved this afternoon about, oh my God, this is an attack on our system and on just, no, this
attack
is
on our country.
Justice. It's an attack on our country. No, Mr. President, you are not the country. We don't live in that kind of a country. Look, this is something that had to go through the United States Attorney for the Southern District of New York, a guy who was replaced Preet Bharara. Who was Rudy Giuliani's former law partner and a Trump contributor.
And it had to be vetted and
it had to be signed off by a judge. I mean,
Chris,
this is
okay,
not
so,
what the president said.
Okay, so Chris, what's your take on this? I mean, you have shown us on Touche that you will be a supporter of Trump, but you've also pointed out that this kind of comes with the territory.
None of us know what this really means. None of us know. There are some relevant facts that we should keep in mind. One relevant fact is that the attorney Cohen was already cooperating with Mueller. And so the fact that there's this sort of peremptory step being taken it should be seen against a backdrop generally of cooperation. Number two, it is not in any sense unimportant that they removed from Cohen's offices attorney-client communications, which requires added review,
right,
both at the authorization phase and now for the clean room.
So you believe that by removing that says this is not about the president and his relationship with the lawyer. It's about something that Cohen was.
No. I'm not saying. I'm saying that it is. You know, the to me as a Republican watching this afternoon, the one thing that I saw Trump just sort of say, no, I have no concerns about this whatsoever, except the institutional concern, which, of course, David is misrepresenting. And I'll just state that very briefly and then back to David for distortion, you know, because that's what he wants to do. But I just really quickly, you know, this is exactly what Justice Scalia described in excruciating detail when he ended up in the minority on the question of special counsels. I think that might have been an independent counsel statute that he was that the court was adjudicating. But he said, look, these things start here and they go who knows where.
Yeah. Monica Lewinsky. Right.
Well, and so it's been true in every case. And that's an important challenge to our federalist system and our system of separation of powers. Now, David doesn't want to make that argument tonight. I am referring to that argument tonight. There's no way that you look at this and say with any sanguinity.
I will ask the question to you, Dave, just this concept of the president coming out and essentially calling it a disgrace and attack on the country, witch hunt.
A sham.
You know, let's start there. I mean, does the president have a point when he says that this has been a witch hunt and they haven't found any no collusion? He said no collusion 25 times or something like that. But, I mean, does he have a point to say that he believes that the FBI and the Department of Justice are biased against him and Republicans?
No, of course not. Most of these people are Republicans. Most of the people investigating are Republicans. The U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York is a Republican. All these people he's complaining about are Republicans for the most part, including Mueller and Comey, and even Chris's best friend Andrew McCabe. It's ridiculous. What is important here is what is he finding? And I agree with Chris on one point. We don't know what this is about. Is this about the attempts during the presidential campaign to build the Trump Tower Moscow, for which Michael Cohen acted as Donald Trump's frontman?
We don't know that that was during the campaign. We think it was finished long before.
No, we know that, Chris. Right. There's a letter signed by the president in December 2015.
Anyway. We're speculating anyway.
But 2015 is not the presidential campaign.
He came down the escalator in June 2015.
Go ahead. Continue.
Anyway, speaking of distortions. Now,
Iowa started in January. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, I see. So you don't actually begin a presidential campaign until the people vote. Give me a break.
Well, let's talk about Ted Kennedy and Chappaquiddick and how he was trying to run the 1972 campaign. Okay? I mean, you're just, you know, if you're pulling stuff out of your
I believe one of my Facebook friends gets a dollar because they predicted. Actually, Eric Davis, your friend, gets a dollar because he said how long will it be before Chris Monroe took Ted Kennedy.
What we have got to remember here, the president is right. Well, let's start with this.
No. Keep going.
The president is absolutely right that the Mueller investigation may be 1 year or maybe 11 months or 13, whatever it is, but the whole inquiry into Trump is a good 18 months, and there is no evidence of collusion.
Okay, well, maybe that's not true. But maybe not collusion.
And David here cannot cite the U.S. Code for a crime of collusion.
Sure, I can.
No, you can't.
Yeah, I can. In fact, I can cite the indictments of the 13 Russians in the troll factory in I believe it was Russia, which Robert Mueller's team indicted.
Well, let me ask you. That's not collusion.
That is an underlying crime, and there are examples. There are literally dozens of examples.
Before we go to break, and I want to get off of the collusion thing for just a second.
Okay.
If the president and his lawyer are doing something illegal, and the U.S. Attorney's Office in New York City or the special counsel, whatever it might be, goes to a judge and just says, yes, you get to seize the records right now because something is done illegal. Why does it matter if it's collusion or if it's fraud?
It won't.
But you as an American, you would say,
You were asking about the president's statement this afternoon. Yeah. And I think the president's statement has to be given due weight. I mean, the guy is an unguided, Mueller's an unguided missile. He doesn't have collusion. Nobody knows where he is going next. And right now, without him being fired by Rosenstein or ordered to be fired by the president through Rosenstein or something, we're kind of stuck. We're on the roller coaster and we don't see a place where it's going to end.
I guess for me, I think about it in terms of saying, all right, so is the president essentially saying, hey, you know, it's not fair because I've done illegal stuff, but I shouldn't be investigated for it because you were investigating me for something else.
That's not what he's saying.
That's what it feels like.
No, he's saying I haven't done anything, and this guy is just mucking around. And he said it, I thought, pretty eloquently today, and I think this is a point that David doesn't want to concede.
There are 23 indictments.
But the fact is, they have nothing to do with what this was discussed at the beginning.
Yes, they do.
And so what you're talking about here is the president has said, people voted for me to get a certain kind of presidency, a certain kind of government. They're being denied that because of this investigation, which shows no connection to reality whatsoever.
Well, that's a first in American history. I mean, come on.
Bill Clinton is a first in American history.
No, it is not.
No president has ever faced
this kind of immediate counsel under Bill Clinton.
It did not happen in 1993, David.
Oh, my God, you're right. They waited until 94. They begun the investigation in 94. Spare me, Chris, your sanctimonious little crocodile tears for Donald Trump.
All right, we need the Rocky music when it gets heightened, when the round ends. We're like, good, bring it up.
I don't like crocodiles.
Chris Roebling, Dave Lundy, Touche tonight here on The Download. Stay with us.
I just said that.
I know you just said that.
Okay, I'm not sure where you're going with this.
Well, I'm not sure where you're going with this.
That's what you said.
That's what I'm saying to you.
All right.
Touche here. Dave Lundy, Chris Roebling, as we're just getting started. Round two.
Touche.
It's just lightning round.
Yeah, you know, it didn't stop during the break. It just included profanity.
Were folks watching on the break?
Yeah, they probably were.
But they don't get to hear.
No, they don't get to hear.
Oh, that's too bad.
All right, so let's get back to this. You mentioned right at the top this concept of wag the dog, and it was kind of a nod.
What would you have him do?
But here we are. Let's talk about Syria.
Dead children, leave him alone.
Hold on. He was talking to generals today before he brought in. Obviously, this was the topic of the day, what to do after alleged chemical weapon attacks this weekend. does this Michael Cohen investigation, the raid on his FBI by the FBI, does it put pressure on Syria? Does it take it off the news? Is it already kind of, if Trump tomorrow sends in jets in some form, is it just going to be just doused in politics? Where are we with Syria?
Look, it should be irrelevant. The president should act in the best interest of the nation on Syria, and there should be some significant retribution against Assad for doing what he did. Look, I think you could make a credible argument, as John McCain made, that it was Trump announcing last week that he's getting American troops out of Syria prematurely that essentially gave Assad the green light. But whether it was or not doesn't really matter at this point. What matters is, what do we do in response? And I will support any action that's pretty aggressive on Syria.
Now, Trump went out of his way on Twitter to say it was Obama's fault.
David is wrong again. Yeah. David is wrong.
We are not wrong. That's what John McCain said.
Well, you're wrong, because this is not about the United States versus Syria. It's not about the United States versus Assad. This is about 195 countries that have signed a prohibition on the use of these weapons. Absolutely. And David, you just disregard international law when it suits you.
What?
This is about the United States of America upholding consensus.
Chris and I are agreeing, but Chris can't help himself from convulsing.
You want to act like there is no international framework.
I didn't say that.
You are denying Trump, and this is constant with you and all of the liberals. He is upholding an international consensus that has been again spoken at the United...
What do you say to the charges that John McCain, the senator from Arizona, levied against the president, saying because of his flippant in the press conference with the Baltic leaders last week,
this
is what caused this?
Yeah, on this, David happens to be right. It may or it may not have. I mean, who the heck knows?
There's your quote of the day.
I know Assad has been... The problem is... I was in the Middle East a year ago today, 2 days from now, when the anniversary of the use of the cruise missiles against that airfield in Syria. And I want to tell you, the moment those things hit, people across, and I was in several countries on that trip, everybody knew the United States was regaining its leadership position, not on behalf only of the United States and David's portrayal of this self-interested capitalist Republican. This is about an international global understanding.
This is a complicated issue.
Gas weapons chemical weapons are not
red
to be
line
used.
In the sand, but this has been
something that Obama crumpled under.
But did the
and
question,
you don't want to give Trump credit for upholding the international convention.
I'm pretty confident. I said right at the outset when you asked the question, I support the president and what he's going to do if he attacks Syria, because it's well deserved and overdue. However,
you listen to the tape. You were framing that as a United States versus Syria thing.
No, I didn't. You just hear that because you hear these voices in your head, like little spooks and devils.
Listen to the tape too.
Look, the reality is that we need to do. We need to be aggressive on Syria. We should have been aggressive on Syria. Even Chris would tell you that I was very critical of Barack Obama when he made the red line and then let it go.
Yes,
I thought it was a huge mistake. But frankly, last year Donald Trump, did his little cruise missile attack, and then that was it.
My own preference is the following. I think whatever air base those things came from ought, on the other side of whatever it is that we do, ought not to exist.
Yeah, no, I would be fully supportive if Trump wanted to blow up the entire Syrian Air Force. I think that would be a great thing to do.
Happy to hear you say that. I'm in for that too.
And Russia and Iran are saying don't do that. What do? You go in and do it?
We have to go. That's exactly why they've got all of those folks in around that table, because this has got to be thought through for the next, not necessarily the next seven generations, which is how the Native Americans operated, but at least the next 12 or 13
I bring that up because it's a very complicated issue that I think the president and on Twitter and even us here in Touche in the few minutes we have try to act like it's black and white. It's not, because the other issue at play here, which is one that's been a big issue, has been how we got here in terms of ISIS is involved or other people involved. But just this concept that just last week the president said we need to get our troops out of there. The idea of
Assad off the hook for breaking international law.
I didn't say that. But I'm saying it's complicated. but you know, I'm saying that I don't know if the American appetite right now would be to for him to do a 180 and say more troops in. We're going back in. We're going to beat. Well, we're going to win Syria. I'm not sure that's going to work out.
It was a huge mistake. He's going to have to back off of it. His administration, the military, has already signaled that they're going to back off. Just as often happens when Donald Trump makes a tweet or a proclamation in one of these public meetings, and then somebody else comes up and says, Mr. President, you can't do that, and then he backs off, and he will in this case as well.
All right. Roe left his bell. I'm loving it. I love it.
Sold!
Dave Lundy, Chris Roebling, Touche every Monday night. You guys, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Justin.